Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. Russia has filed new charges against a Korean missionary. The update in today's program. Then a media ministry prepares to create Bible-based video programming to reach kids in conflict zones. That story coming your way in just a few moments. But first, Russia's filing new charges against a 70-year-old Korean Christian missionary. Eric Foley of the Voice of the Martyrs Korea says Park Tae-yeon has been in a detention center since her arrest January 15th.
She was retiring after 33 years in Russia. She had a ticket to return to Korea. Authorities detained her, now fined her for overstaying her visa while they were holding her in prison.
Park faces charges related to immigration, but Foley says the motivation behind these accusations is religious in nature.
Articles published in state-related media allege that Missionary Park was an agent of the American organization Child Evangelism Fellowship, who had set up a brainwashing machine for children. And they said Park Tae-young intended to take Russian children to South Korea for final zombification, but not have time.
You can speak up for this missionary by signing the petition at missionnews.org. Over 4,000 people have added their voices so far.
My wife and I are going to take that petition to the Russian embassy in Seoul, to the United Nations Working Group on Wrongful Detention, once we have more than 5,000 signatures. And it's important to let Russian authorities know that the world is watching to see how they will treat this 70-year-old single woman.
Then, no oil shipments have reached Cuba in 3 months due to a United States fuel blockade, so says Cuba's president on Friday. Subsequent power blackouts and supply shortages have crippled daily life for millions. Moises Perez-Padron, director of Transworld Radio in Cuba, says some areas suffer more outages than others.
Many of them have about more than 24 hours without power. And after that, they receive about 2 hours of power. So it's very, very complicated.
Food refrigeration is next to impossible, and access to necessities such as medicine is limited. Padron says if someone has family outside of Cuba sending resources home, they have an advantage. But even that can't help Cuba's political tensions. Despite many pressures, Padron says the church is growing as people see Christians help the vulnerable time and again, and their actions confirm the message of Christ.
We are very committed with the gospel. We are very committed in preaching the word.
Hope comes in other ways, too. The team records short-form Bible teachings that reach Cubans through radio or WhatsApp channels. He says some families and neighbors gather around solar-powered radios just to listen in. He's asking us to join him in praying that God would continue to grow the church in Cuba and bring needed change to their nation. Find more prayer points in the story at our website. And every war and conflict has a vulnerable population in common: children. When international media ministries realized the high demand for video programming to help the younger generation in areas of conflict, they felt called to help fill the need. They're currently developing a permanent department that would be devoted to creating children's resources, says Denise Godwin.
How do we minister to the next generation as they live through pretty intense stuff? One of the ways, I believe, is to give them the seeds of hope in Jesus Christ. There's an opportunity when people are young to shift their perspective. And there's another opportunity to really minister to them in the area of hope in Jesus.
IMM's plan is to produce an animated series of Bible-based stories with 15-minute episodes that can be dubbed into multiple languages.
We really want this to be an ongoing ministry through media to children in different parts of the world, which means we need to sustain that with both people and funds. We are so excited to get to serve the next generation and help them know Jesus.
Pray that God would send IMM more animators and other mission-minded workers to help make this project a reality. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.